Dr. Habader dictating a clinic note on Karen West, K-A-R-E-N, West, W-E-S-T, dictation 327, birth date 327-66, dictation 314-23. Patient here for a refill of Vyvanse and discussion of blood pressure medicine. Patient thinks that she's been having diarrhea several times a day for the past several weeks. Thinks it might be due to her blood pressure medications. Imisortin, hydrochlorothiazide. His previous symptoms of extreme stress related to conflict with daughter and husband, taking care of two grandchildren. With ongoing struggle, possible divorce. States that alcohol is involved and some physical assaultive behavior as well. Very grieved about what's going on. Worse the past several months. States that she's been off the IBM since Christmas, has noted decreased performance at work with difficulty with focus and thinking, teaches seventh grade algebra. Has medical history of adult attention hyperactivity disorder, diabetes mellitus type 2, hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and insomnia. Vyvanse, sotorbastat, metformin, imisortin, hydrochlorothiazide, and Ambien, which he also has been out of for some time, not sleeping as well. Physical exam. General appearance, patient. No acute distress, had zero signals of troposin normal limits, neck supple without masses, lungs cut off, occasional friction, heart rate rhythm without murmurs of gallop, abdomen soft, without getting angry or tenderness, back skin, extremities, neural, psychiatric, all within normal limits, except for decreased effect, can be careful while talking to patient in office. Patient situation discussed regarding daughter and children. To get counseling, maybe through her church, if possible. Medications were refilled, given Bentol to take for expected irritable bowel syndrome without definite evidence of medication intolerance. Try that first before further evaluation. It's advised to follow up in a few weeks or next to refills of regular medications and determine how she's doing at that additional evaluation at that time. Thank you, Dr. Habader.